Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, that's a beautiful song. Blessings and honor and glory, they all belong to the Lord. Amen, amen. We just thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Amen. Revelation 12 and 11 say, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Amen, amen. How many know that we have to overcome by the word of our testimony? When we speak, our voice is heard in heaven. When we speak, God moves in heaven as he moves in earth for us. But that's how we overcome. We overcome by testifying of his goodness. We overcome by remembering what the Lord has done. We can't do anything in and of ourselves. Everything that we do is because of God. Amen. So we greet you once again in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. I am standing in the stead of the host, Minister Billy Burns. My name is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I host a time of reflection under the umbrella of New Destiny Ministries. In this segment, They Overcame is also under the umbrella of New Destiny Ministries. And we just thank Minister Billy Burns for the fabulous job she is doing. We thank God for her faithfulness. We thank God for always being in tune with the listeners that come on and share in this wonderful broadcast. Amen. Truly, we overcome by the word of our testimony. Amen. So we're standing in our stead today, and we just like to greet each and every one of you, those that have made sacrifices to get up and come on and share a word of testimony with our listeners. We appreciate that in the mighty name of Jesus. I see Prophetess Darlene Davis on the line with us this morning. So glad to see her. I know it's a little later there in North Carolina, and our host that hosts this segment lives in North Carolina. You all going to have to meet one day, Prophetess Darlene. But we're going to ask Prophetess Darlene to open up with the word of prayer for us. I'm so happy to see her. The Bible say one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight. So I thank God that we have power on this line on the day. Bless the Lord. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, this morning, God. We praise you this morning, God. We thank you for another day, God. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, that you woke us up this morning, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us, God, through last night, God. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping us through harm and danger, God. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, the article of our speech, God. We thank you for this broadcast, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for making ways out of no ways for us, God. We thank you for clothes, food, shelter, God. We thank you, God, for what you're going to do, God, on today, God. We thank you for your word, God, from Genesis to Revelation, God. We thank you, God, for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your blood covering, God. We thank you for salvation, God. We thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you for restoration and restoring, God, wisdom and knowledge, God. We thank you for your love, God. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, God. We come giving you glory this morning, God. We come saying thank you for waking us up God. Thank you for waking us up in our right mind, God, because someone don't know who they are today, God. But we thank you, God, that we know you, God. We thank you, God, for knowing the true and living Savior this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask him, God, this morning that you put the searchlight on us, God. If it's anything in us that's not right, God, anything in us that's not clean and holy, God, we ask that you blood it out, God. We ask that you wash us, God. Create me a clean and rightful spirit, God. Let nothing stand in the way of this prayer being asked to God. We ask, God, that you rain down today, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you send a word down today, God, one word, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, as you touch the overseer, Pastor Bernard, God, from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. Oh, God, bless her for her faithfulness, God. Bless her for a sacrifice, God. This is a sacrifice this morning, God. Strengthen her, God. You said that she be faithful over few things. You'll make her rule over many, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you for what you have done in her life, God. Oh, God, we ask that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, God. We ask that the blood covering continue to be upon her, God. We ask that you bless her going out and coming in. We thank you that she's blessed going out and coming in, God. We ask that you continue to touch her from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. Keeping her from ailments, keeping her from harm and danger, God. Let no weapon formed against her prosper, God. In the name of Jesus, remember her family, God. Remember them one by one. Remember her grands, God. Oh, God, we ask that you touch her sister today, God. So, oh, God, we ask you to touch Danielle today, God. Oh, thank God, we ask that you continue to cover her, God. We thank you, God, for the release, releasing her spirit of release in that place, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you go into the prisons on today, God. Oh, God, somebody today needs you today, God. Somebody today need an answer from you today in there. Somebody today need hope, God. Give them hope, God. Hope to hold on, God, to your unchanging hand. Bring forth salvation there, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you flip tables around, change situations around, God. Somebody's in there that should not be, God. That somebody's in there from false pretenses, God. We ask that you bring them out, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, we come against every foul spirit this morning, everything that will try to hinder your people from going forward. Oh, God, we ask that you touch your people today, God. Oh, God, even the ones that's listening, the ones that's on the broadcast and coming on, God. We ask, God, that you give them a mind to serve you even more. We come against the hands of the enemy and every plot and every every device this morning. In the name of Jesus of the enemy, we come against it with the blood of Jesus. We cancel every assignment, every retaliation spirit this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you cover your people's minds this morning, God. We come against that enemy that tells the people that they cannot do. They can do all things through Christ that strengthens them. We ask, God, this morning that your people look to the hills from which their help come from. And their help don't come from mother, father, sister, brother. Their help come from you who made heaven and earth. Oh, God, help your people to trust you, God. Trust you like never before, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you look down upon the bereaved families today, God. Yes, we ask for a special prayer for Brother Clarence, God, in the loss of his mother, God. Oh, God, touch him, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we're calling on you this morning. No other help we know. Jesus, we need you this morning. We need you to answer for him. We need you to make a way. We stand in the gap for him, our brother, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give him victory over this situation. Oh, God, stir him up in the name of Jesus. Not just him, but everyone that have lost their loved one. Oh, God, encourage their heart. Send in the comforter that you can do, only you can do. We ask that you take every sick person this morning, God. in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Evangelist Earlene Cummins. Oh, God, we thank you for what you have done. But we know it's going to be a great work. Oh, God, we know that she's going to have a testimony. We speak it in the name of Jesus. Because we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith and not by sight. You said two or more touching and agree. Well, here we are touching and agreeing this morning, knowing that you're going to do it. Knowing that you're going to heal a body, that you're going to heal a spirit, that you're going to raise her up. Just as you said, Lazarus, rise. Lord, let her, Mama Shandaya, my seat, rise in the name of Jesus. Shed confidence, glory this morning. Oh, God, continue to heal her. Continue to strengthen Patricia Smith. Let her rise, God, in the name of Jesus. And all those others that we know her and don't know of. Touch Pastor. Touch Minister Burns this morning. God, the host of this program and her husband, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their family, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep them and keep this broadcast, God, in the name of Jesus. We do give you the praise. And, God, we ask that you save souls and deliver, heal, and set free. And we thank you, God. Touch Sister Ruby this morning, God. Touch Minister Liberal Democrat this morning. And all the others, God. God, touch Jensen, God. And we thank you, God, this morning. And we give you the praise. We come here to praise you. We come here to destroy the hands of the enemy this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, have thy way and move on this line. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel a praise down in my spirit. Ah, glory to God. You know, folks don't want to pray. Yeah, you know, Moshiach. Hallelujah. We want to command blessings. Hey, God, we want the Lord to bless us. Hallelujah. We want the Lord to overshadow us. Hallelujah. We always praying, Lord. Hallelujah. Calling on him, but we don't have an intimate relationship with God. Amen. We can't just call God in times of trouble, people of God. The Bible says we overcome by the word of our testimonies. Hallelujah. In the blood of the Lamb. Amen. We have to stir up our pure minds, and we have to remember what God has already done. Amen. Somebody sung a song, "What Have You Done for Me Lately?" Amen. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Psalm 93:5 said, "Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever." Hallelujah. And as I was just reminiscing, amen, and reflecting, the name of our segments through the week is titled A Time of Reflection. That means that there should be a time every day in your life that you reflect upon God's goodness. Hallelujah. For his mercies are renewed every morning. Every morning. It is 5:18 here in Northern California, here in Stockton, California, 5:19. How many people are going to make a sacrifice to lay prostrate? How many people are going to make a sacrifice to push back their plate? How many people are going to make a sacrifice to get up, hallelujah, and think about somebody else, pray for somebody else, intercede for somebody else, travail for somebody else? There's not many. There's not many. And that's why our families, that's why our communities, that's why our churches is in a state. They're in a state, guess what, of numbness. They don't even know what's going on. The Bible say, watch, because the evil day is already here, people. We have to watch and pray. Amen. I'm standing in the stand this morning. I had to make the sacrifice instead of canceling this segment. amen, because of some business that Minister Burns had to attend to. Amen. I was up at something to 4 this morning, and I still didn't get everything I needed done. Hallelujah. But I woke up with a praise on my heart and a praise in my on my lips. Amen. God has been so good to me. And I'm going to give my testimony, and then I'm going to just share a little bit with you all, and then I'm going to open the lines and let you all give your testimonies. Usually Minister Burns have special guests on. Amen. But everybody is special. Everybody is a special guest in the eyes of God. Amen. And I'm just reflecting on God's goodness. I thank him because, amen, almost 30 years, this November will be 30 years, amen, that the Lord brought me out of New Orleans. Hallelujah. He pulled me out of a horrible pit. God, I bless you today. And I know with the surety, if God had not done it, I would be dead today, or I would be in prison for the rest of my life. Hey, glory to God. But as I can go back and reflect upon God's goodness, let me just share this with you, because it's nothing but the goodness of God. Amen. I remember November 1984, moving from New Orleans, to Los Angeles, California. Amen. Dad never been away from home other than to just visit some places. But to go and live abroad, hey, glory, I never imagined doing anything of this sort, but I left running for my life. Hallelujah. How many have had to run for their life? And that's what I did. I can remember I had a 1983 Cutlass Supreme, and I had only had the car maybe about 4 months. Amen. I had 2 little children, a 7-year-old son and an 11-year-old daughter. Amen. And I had a U-Haul on the back of that car. Hallelujah. My uncle drove us up. Amen. Didn't know what was going to happen for me and my children, but I knew, hallelujah, that I wanted a new life. I knew God had a new destiny for me. I knew God had a calling on my life. Hallelujah. But I had to leave. Hey, you know, no more, Shia, for that blessing, hallelujah, and for that destiny to be manifested. Amen. And I remember I was living with my aunt on my mother's side. She just passed about 3 years ago. Amen. Lived to be 90 years old. And hallelujah, I was there about 3 months. But before I left, you know when your family love you, that's why the Bible said love is stronger than debt. Some of us have loved ones that have gone on, amen, to be with the Lord, and some we don't know about. Amen. But love, the Bible say it is stronger than debt. And even till this day, the love that I have for my grandmother and my great grandparents, amen, is stronger, is even stronger today than when they were alive. It's stronger, hallelujah, because love is stronger than death. And I remember as I was leaving, with tears in their eyes, they gave me their blessings. And my great-grandmother, she had a brother that was a very wealthy, affluent man here in Los Angeles. But she didn't say very much about him. But she told me, she said, daughter, she said, you go and meet my nephew Winston. And she said, he's going to help you. And after I was there about 3 months, I went clubbing a few times, but you know what? That was not God's will for my life. And I remember after about 3 months, my uncle told me to go, and he gave me the directions to get over there to Winston's church. Amen. And he was a pastor. Hallelujah. He was only an elder. Now he's an Episcopal bishop, Bishop Winston Singleton. Many of you all have heard Dr. Winston Singleton many times on this line. But anyway, I went, and, you know, they were in a service, and my uncle had already advised me that they hold service long. He said, go on over there. They still there. They hold service a long time. So I remember it was about 2:30 in the evening, and I was like, well, what people doing in church at 2-something in the evening? And you know, hey, by 1 o'clock, we're out of church. Amen. So I went, and I remember they were having a nurses' guild installation. They were installing these nurses. Amen. So anyway, after the service, I went up, and I met the man. Amen. And introduced myself and told him who I was. So the next day, he came over to bring me to eat breakfast, and I had never met him, just heard of him. Amen. And so we went to eat breakfast, and I was, you know, when God start dealing with you, Pastor Beatrice, hallelujah, amen, he start dealing with you way before you get up and walk up in front of a church audience and give your life to the Lord. That's just a formality, but it is good. Amen. But God start dealing with you before you make that commitment. Hallelujah. And I remember going out with him, and I was asking myself, I said, now, Lord, how am I going to get through? Now, I know God was dealing with me. How am I going to get through sitting eating with this man, because I have to smoke me a cigarette, and I knew he was a pastor, and I had some form of church already in me, because my mother made us go to Sunday school, so I knew what church was all about, and I knew I couldn't smoke no cigarette sitting in front of no pastor. Hallelujah. We came out of the Methodist church. That just wasn't going to happen. But I got through that day, and we just talked, and I embraced him so, because he did not tell me nothing about holiness. He didn't tell me nothing about the Bible. He didn't tell me nothing about God. We just sat and talked about family. Amen. You know, some of us are so holier than thou. We get all twisted up because, you know, we want to stay in the Word. We want to stay in the Spirit. But my Bible tells me first natural, then spiritual. Amen. So I remember after we finished and he dropped me off, I went back home and I tried to smoke a cigarette. And I literally got sick. It just messed with me. Amen. And I said, well, what's going on? Then I tried it again a little bit later, and I couldn't. I was sick again. Do you know God removed the taste of cigarettes out of my mouth just by being in the presence of this man? But God was dealing with me. Amen. And I remember my cousin, Pastor Singleton, amen, a bishop, didn't tell me to come back to church, but she called me, and we met up, amen, and she was from Sacramento. This was Bishop Singleton's brother's daughter, and she was living there in Los Angeles with her two children, amen, and she called me one night, glory to God, and she said, won't you come out to church? And I said, what? This was a Sunday night. Oh, Lord, about six something in the evening. I said, girl, I'm not coming out to no church this Sunday night. And I remember it was in February. Amen. I had only been in Los Angeles since November. Amen. So she said, girl, you need to put on some clothes and come. And I said, no. So to make a long story short, as I went to try to get into the game to finish watching this all-star game, the spirit, I know it now. I didn't know what it was then. But I heard that voice saying, now you're in a new city. Hallelujah. You came to a new place. Amen. And I have been merciful towards you. He said, now, what the spirit, then it spoke just as I could hear it as clearly today as it was 30 years ago. And it said, now, you need some help. You need some help. And these people that you watching, they don't have what you need. Hallelujah. They can't open. open up any doors for you. They don't have a job waiting for you. He said, so what are you going to invest in? These folks on this TV, or are you going to make a commitment and go out and fellowship and be in that church service? Lord God, I heard that voice, and you know when you move to a new city, you don't have no job. You know I'm sleeping on a sofa bed in one room with my two children. We both sleeping on this sofa bed, sofa sleeper. Amen. And I knew I needed some help. Hey, I didn't come from New Orleans, hallelujah, to get in the nightclub scene. That may have been my thought. Ah, because when you come to California, all you hear about is Los Angeles and Beverly Hills and Hollywood and all of this stuff. Hey, amen. But God already had a destiny carved out for me. Amen. So as I got up and went, Messiah. How many know it was my night? Somebody said, I went to a meeting one night and my heart wasn't right and something got a hold of me. You know that something get a hold of you before you even, like I said earlier, make that commitment. Hallelujah. And I'll never forget there was a man, Elder Pitts. I remember his name and remember his face and his family. And he was the guest speaker that night. He was ministering. And he preached a message titled, Good. Ah, glory to God. And I got up. My heart was pricked. And I got up and I made my way up to the front. And you know, anybody know anything about holiness people? Hallelujah. People that, you know, have given their life to the Lord. Hallelujah. People that have been baptized in his name and filled with his spirit. Hey, glory to God. They have water already waiting for you. Hallelujah. They don't put it off to the first Sunday or the third Sunday. I walked up there and I had no idea that I was going to church to be rebaptized. Hallelujah. But I went down in Jesus' name. Amen. And I remember, I walked up, I felt like a brand new baby. Oh, glory to God. But it took me a while to get rooted and grounded. I went back to New Orleans and tried to get back in my mess for about a month. And then I had to come back and I had to go to the pastor and repent. But I remember I used to go to Terrence service. Hey, glory to God. And they had this woman in there. She had imparted something in my spirit and I just couldn't get it. How many know you don't have to tarry to get the Holy Ghost? All you have to do is believe that God promised it to you. It's a gift. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is be willing to receive it. But I could not get it. But one Sunday, I had proposed in my heart that Monday I was coming, I was going fast, and I was going to tarrying service, and I was going to get the Holy Ghost. And I fasted that Monday. And that Monday, that person wasn't there over the tarrying service. There was no hindrances. There was no strongholds. Hallelujah. Nothing was on my mind but receiving that gift. And I went there, honey, and I wasn't down on my knees a good 10 minutes. Hallelujah. And I heard myself speaking in another tongue. Hey, glory to God. And I've been running for my life ever since. Hallelujah. Don't tell me that God won't fill you up. Don't tell me if your heart is fixed and your mind is made up, God won't make ways for you. Hallelujah. I went down in Jesus' name and I stayed. I don't know, Messiah. And I worked in the vineyard. Hallelujah. There wasn't nothing too good that I wasn't willing to do for the saints. There wasn't nothing too good that I wasn't willing to sacrifice for the name of my Lord and Savior. I just want to share with you today, no matter what you're going through, God is great and he's greatly to be praised. Don't let nobody tell you that the sacrifices that you've made, that you're fasting and you're praying, it's in vain. God will open up doors for you. And as I begin to reflect upon my humble beginnings, as I begin to reflect upon 30 years away from home, my extended family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my blood family. Hey, glory to God, my mother, my sisters and my brothers being separated. It's a hard thing when you're in a place and you're not around your immediate and extended family. Hallelujah. You know you have to call on God. There's no other way. Oh, glory to God. I felt myself sometimes getting homesick around holidays. Even though my children was there, they weren't my mother. They weren't my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So I had to make a way. I had to receive this Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Once I received it, I knew it was going to be all right with me. But let me encourage you today. Hallelujah. There's no sacrifices that you can make that's greater than God. There's nothing wrong with getting up, calling on the Lord. It's nothing wrong with making a sacrifice to think on the things of others. Galatians 6 and 10 say, as you have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. But it says especially to the household of faith. Hallelujah. We have to have a special love for God's people. And I tell you, as I look back, hey, I'm doing a little reflection today, because this is they overcame. This is a time to share your testimony. And as I begin to reflect, almost 30 years working in the vineyard, helping to build other men's ministries. Glory to God. I've been preaching and teaching this gospel for about 10 years now. But for the past 3 years, the Lord told me to launch my own ministry. I felt like Peter. He said, launch out into the deep. Hey, glory to God. Yeah, many want to launch today. But I tell you, when you launch out in the deep on the word that God has given you, ain't no devil in hell can stop you. Can't no situations bind you. Glory to God. And as I look back, almost 30 years in November, I'm going back home. I'm going to a place where I've had some bad memories. Both of my children, it was taken away in the matter of 4 days. One is in prison and one is in, one died, was murdered in the city of New Orleans. I have some memories that I have to deal with. Hallelujah. But God told me to return. If God didn't tell me to return, I would stay here in California for the rest of my life. Hallelujah. But souls is greater than my tragedies. Souls are greater than my disappointments. Souls are greater than all of the depressing days that I've had, missing my daughter, missing my son. My son is yet there. Hallelujah. So it's a dual-fold purpose. Glory to God. But as I look back and I think things over, I say, Lord, I'm almost 60 years old. Hey, glory, what will be the next chapter of my life? If you just spare me for 10 more years, hey, glory, I guarantee you, Lord, you won't be disappointed. God, I bless you today. There's some souls in New Orleans that can't nobody reach but me. Hey, glory, do you know there's some souls in the land that nobody can reach but you? They've been assigned, hallelujah, and they have been appointed just for you. Higher no Messiah. So I thank God this morning. He's been a good God. I have many stories and many testimonies I can share with you about God. Even in that brand new Cutlass Supreme I had, I used to ride to Beverly Hills, and I said one day, I remember I had an account at Saks Fifth Avenue. Yeah, but you know, even I was in a brand new Cutlass. I saw those beautiful Mercedes Crusaders and all of these beautiful cars up there in Beverly Hills. And I said, Lord, one day you're going to bless me to be in one of these bins. But I'm here to tell you I didn't have four Mercedes bins. Hi, y'all no more shy, y'all. Brand new Lexus off the showroom floor. Hi, y'all no more shy, y'all. Paid for. Hallelujah. That's why I paid for. I'm just telling you about these things. But I'm not serving God for things. I'm serving him because he's been good to me. I'm serving him because he have a call on my life. I'm serving him because there's no better God. There's no better way. Yeah, no more shy. Hallelujah. Some people serving for horses. Some people serving for chariots. Some people serving for men and maid servants. Hallelujah. But you have to make up your mind. What am I serving him for? Hallelujah. What am I looking for from the Lord? What can I do, Lord God, to please you? Psalms 116 and 12 and 13 say, what shall I render unto the Lord? That's one of my favorite scriptures. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? What can I give the Lord for bringing me out of New Orleans, for equipping me, hallelujah, for preparing me to go back? I was in preparation for 30 years. Hey, you know, no more sata. Preparation. Hallelujah. You may have to cry sometime. You may have to moan sometime. You may be without sometime. But God is a promise keeper. He's the best promise keeper that there is. Hey, glory to God. If he brought the children of Israel, hallelujah, through the Red Sea, but the sea became dry ground to them, hallelujah, what would he won't do for you? What he won't do for you? Hallelujah. If you serve him, but you have to keep your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Can't look at your family. Can't look at your spouses. Can't look at your children. Can't look at your parents. You got to trust in Jesus. The Bible said the steps of a good man, they're ordered by the Lord. Proverbs say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Hallelujah. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. God is a good God. Some people, I have my sister on the line now. Hey, glory to God, Dawn. Hey, you're the most shocked. And she asked me, why are you going back? See, people don't understand your purpose. They don't know your destiny. Oh, but God knows. I'm not going back to go in the nightclubs. I'm not going back to, hallelujah, to condemn nobody, but I'm going back to tell them that Jesus saves to the utmost. I'm going back where I can be an example. I'm going back to show them that you can live holy in this present world. Hallelujah. You can give your life to the Lord. Oh, God, and God will make a way for you. And as I see Prophet Mike on the line, I thank God for him. Hallelujah. I'm entrusting him with my sister while I'm gone. Oh, that's the only thing that hurt me, that I have to leave my sister. I never envisioned leaving Danielle here. Hallelujah. But I know the promise that God made to me. He told me my sister gonna tag team with me. He told me he was gonna save her. He told me he was gonna bring her out. Now, should I say God is a liar because he's taking me out of California? No, it's coming to pass. Hallelujah. But my work is done here. Oh, God, but my work ain't finished. It ain't over till God says it's over, Pastor Beatrice. It ain't over till God says it's over. Hallelujah. So I'm going to open up the lines. I thank you all, those that came on from a time of reflection. Some of my faithful callers that call in every day. Thank God for Prophetess Darlene, and I see Sister Albertine on the line, and I'm going to open their lines too. Thank God for Pastor Bernice. I thank God for my oldest sister, Dawn. She's on the line every day. She's been the only a regular, consistent family member that I've seen on my broadcast. Every day she's at work, but she call in and she hear word from the Lord. And I tell you, it ain't been a time. I don't remember one incident. Me and my sister have always had a great relationship. Amen. And I thank God for her. She didn't understand. Why are you going back? I'm not going back. She lives in Irvin, Texas. After Katrina, she relocated. This is my mother's firstborn, my oldest sister, and I love her to death. Amen. So I just thank God for her. Hallelujah. God has a work for us to do. We know that Jonah, he ran from the command of the Lord. But God had something waiting for him. Hey, glory to God. When you won't do what God say do, hallelujah, he'll have something waiting for you too. Amen. And God can twist our arms, people. God can make us serve him. But guess what? He's not that kind of God. He gives us the right to decide. He gives us the privilege to make a choice. Hallelujah. What you going to choose today? Are you going to choose life and debt more abundantly? Or are you going to choose debt? Sometimes debt is in the family. Sometimes debt is in our community. Hallelujah. But you have to choose life and debt more abundantly. You're going to be ostracized. You're going to be criticized. This is not an easy cakewalk. Nobody promises that we would walk on beds of ease. Hallelujah. But we have to know that anything we do for God, hallelujah, it's going to be worth it all in the end. Amen, amen. I praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up your lines. I'm just humbled today. I thank God for Minister Burns in this segment. She's been on this line over a year now, and it gets a little discouraging when you don't see callers calling in. Oh, but if God puts something in your spirit, I don't care if it's one or two. One can chase 1,000, and two can put 10,000 to a flight. Amen, amen. I'm going to go to Prophet Michael Davis. Not Michael Davis, excuse me. Hallelujah. I texted him this morning too, sent out some texts. Say, meet me on the line. I got about 7 callers on the line. That's all right. I praise God. Thank God for Prophet Mike. We've had our little ups and downs, but I truly thank God for him. You know, sometimes you got to separate. Remember Paul and Barnabas. They had to separate. That didn't say they didn't love one another, but sometimes you have to separate. Amen. Sometimes we become a little too familiar with one another, and then God will take us on a different path, and then God will deal with our hearts. Hallelujah. There ain't no sense in falling out behind a piece of bread when there's a whole loaf of bread in the cupboard, and we going to argue about one piece that's in the toaster. No. It ain't even worth it. Hey, glory to God. So I thank God for Prophet Michael Lewis. I thank him for what he's doing on behalf of my sister. And I, you know, he talk about my sister so much, sometimes I'm ashamed, because sometimes I don't open up my mouth and say anything about her. But everywhere he go, he shares Danielle's story. So I thank God for him. I'm going to open up the lines, and those that have testimonies, amen, or word that you want to share with our listening audience, you're certainly welcome to do so at this time. And after him, I'm going to hear from Prophetess Darlene, and then Pastor Beatrice, and then Sister Albertine, and my sister. I don't know if she's able to say anything. But God bless you, Prophet Mike. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Sister Adrian. Truly, indeed, I'm thankful to God to be alive on today, yet clothed in my right mind with the functioning activities of my limbs. You know, I wouldn't be where I'm at in God today if it had not been for some things that you have done for me. So I want to truly thank God for the friendship that he established between you and I when I was at my lowest in the church, you know, going through the valley of decisions and having problems in addiction. And it was through that that I went to church one morning to pray. And in that prayer, you came out the office, and for the few minutes that you had, and you began to cry out to God, reminding him about your sister Danielle. This was when the first I ever heard of Miss Danielle Metz, and you told God that he promised you. I'll never forget it. It's like yesterday. You said you would set my daughter, my sister, free, and I'm holding you to the promise. And you said it'd been 15 years, and Lord, I'm believing you that she's going to be free, and I see it as it is again happening today. And I, as I sat on the altar complaining to God about my addiction and having problems with my family, but when I heard the length of time that you said Danielle had, I quit complaining. When you said, Lord, you know, it been 15 years and she's still serving three lives plus 20, I'm like, whoa. I mean, Lord, give me for coming at you foolish. I said, but this young lady, whoever she is, she needs your help. So I remember praying. He told me to get up from the altar and go to you and find out more about Danielle. And I did. I thank God for that, because that has allowed me to befriend Danielle, and befriending Danielle, and I love her for this, because of where she was in prison, it has allowed me to remain free. So I promise her till the day she die, I die, or she become free, I'm going to work endlessly on her case, telling any and everybody that's going to listen. And if you don't listen, I'm going to tell you anyway. You're going to know about Danielle when you leave my presence. So it's true. This that God has blessed me to stay clean, stay sober, stay free. And I thank and praise God, you know, through this, I met your family, gone to New Orleans and talked with some of them, even your aunt who turned state's evidence. But I thank and praise God most of all, again, for you, because it was a time when I was locked up in the hospital and don't know how I got there, but they said I signed away all my rights, and they had me locked up down in the bottom of the hospital. And I remember just not even having a bar on my phone, and I dialed your number, and that's all it could do was dial the number. And I thank and praise God through that, some kind of way God led you to find me in Sacramento in the hospital. And so since then, you know, I've been free from everything, and I thank and praise God that he have kept my mind stayed upon him. And like you, he have charged me to go out into the highways and the hedges still. He's blessed me to start a church for him, Church of Jesus Our Lord, Stockton, California. He gave me a platform to teach at the men's shelter on Tuesday nights, and they're coming out and they're being blessed by God. And, you know, I'm still in school, getting ready to graduate with several degrees. I thought I was just getting one degree, but I went and seen a counselor the other day. I'm getting a couple of degrees, and if I choose take a couple of more classes, I can get a certificate in criminal justice. So I thank and praise God for what he's doing for me at this time. But again, it's you know, for the labor of your love, Sister Adrian, for what you have done in the city of Stockton since I come to know you 5 years ago in the church that we both were in at one time, New Beginnings. I watched you and monitored your life and how you was a avid worker, you know, willing worker. I seen your diligence and everything that you do. You did it with excellence, and that caught my attention. And then it was some of your hats, the big old fancy hats that you wear. I'm like, wow, the sister know how to dress too. So, you know, I thank and praise God that I come to know you, and yeah, I'm going to miss you when you go to New Orleans, but you know, if it's the will of the Lord, I will be down there because I know that the work down there, what's needed. So when God give me free time, you already know I told you that I will be down there in support and also to go out and help win souls for Christ. So I know it's going to be a long-distance relationship, but, you know, nevertheless, it's still there. And like you said, yeah, in everybody's life, there are bumps in the road. And, you know, Paul and Silas, Barnabas, they did separate, but the Bible didn't say they did not remain friends. They still was able to communicate because the commonality of what they had was Jesus Christ. And that's the same thing that you and I have. We might not agree in directions on how to do certain things, but the commonality that we have that brings all things even is our love and our relationship with God, who is our Father. And I thank and praise God for that. So I'm asking you, along with the rest of the people that's on here that's listening, to lift me up in prayer, to pray for my family. I went to a funeral of a friend on yesterday and, you know, moved by God. And, man, you know, we have to have a relationship in this hour. It's not about religiosity. It has killed the church. God is calling for relationships, not religion. Anybody can be religious in anything. You know, a certain way you eat, you're religious about it. The way you set your table before you get dressed, it's a ritual that you go through. And this is what the church world is experiencing, rituals. Mm-hmm. God is not calling for rituals. He's calling for a relationship. And when you're in a relationship, you just don't, you know, discount your spouse, your loved one. Even though you might not agree, but yet you're in a relationship, you're going to work it out. And this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to work out our soul salvation with fear and with trembling. That's coming together. If I have a problem, you got to talk about it. So I thank and praise God. Once again, I'm going to be heartbroken a little that you're leaving, but I know you got to go down there and do what God called you to do. So I will be lifting you up in prayer, and this thank is not the last time that we shall talk. So, again,
hallelujah.
Love you, sir.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Prophet Mike. I didn't even realize it's been that long ago. If you say it was 15 years, you heard me say about my sister, this past January made 21 years. So that means we've been knowing one another about 6 years, so... Wow, amen. Well, we certainly thank God for you, and we know that, you know, you are a soul winner, amen. You're out there on the battlefield. You keep on knocking. Everything may not be as you like, but your steps are ordered by the Lord, amen. And it takes something to initiate and start a ministry. I don't care if it's an in-home Bible class, teaching at the shelter, or whatever. You have to be committed. Amen. If you don't have that a passion, and you have to have passion, because you can't do the work of the Lord without any passion. And that passion is what drives you. That passion is what motivates and stimulates you and keep you focused. Amen. When, you know, people don't show up, you got to know that God still called you to do this work. Amen, because it's going to be some dark days. It's going to be some days where some seats going to be empty. But you got to know that God has called you to do this work, and he will certainly back you up. And that's all the backup that you need. That's all the backup that you can depend on, really, is God. You have to go in his word and the word that he has given you and the promise that he has made. Amen. So I thank God for you this morning. Amen. We're going to Prophetess Darlene, then the Pastor Martin, then the Sister Albertine. Amen. God bless you. I thank God for Prophetess Darlene, and she has a prayer line that she does on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. in the evening. That's Eastern time. That's 5 p.m. And not 5 a.m. now, 5 p.m. So make a sacrifice and call in to her prayer line. She's a prayer warrior, somebody that loved the Lord, and she's also a prophetess, an accurate prophetess that is walking in her calling. So we thank God for her. She lives in the Carolinas also. We thank God for her faithfulness. She support our radio broadcast and our ministry, and we're just looking for God to take her higher. Amen. I'm going to be centrally located. Amen. So I'm going to be pulling some people out of their regular homelands and their regular little places, because this is the time to go. This is the time when we have to go into the highways and the hedges and compel men to go. We can't just stay in our little area. We got to launch out. Amen. So God bless you, Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. God bless. I truly thank God on today. I give honor to God. I thank God for this opportunity. I just thank God for God being God. I just lift him up this morning. I just praise him this morning. I got a praise down on the inside that must come on the outside. I give honor to Pastor Bernard. I just thank God for you. I thank God for your faithfulness. I thank God that you're the same every day. I just thank God for your push. I thank God for the love and the encouragement that you give your people. You don't just give it to one, but you give it to all. I thank God that it's not a sham, but it's real. I thank God even when you're hurting and even when you're wounded, even when you're going through, you're still pressing somebody else. You're still pushing somebody else. You're still encouraging somebody else. And I thank God for that, and I thank God for what he's doing in your life. And I thank God for what he's going to do in your life and your true testimony, your true living testimony of how we should be as the body of Christ, how we should be as saints. So I just want to encourage you, to tell you to keep on keeping on in God, continue to look to the hills from which your help come from, and your help come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I thank you because I came on the broadcast broken, and I thank you that you have allowed God to use you to encourage me. I didn't want to talk, didn't want to speak, didn't want to be bothered. I was so hurt, so wounded by the church people, people that say they love you, people that said they understand you, people that, and they just used the gift, and they just used me and abused me. And when I was down and out, they left me hanging. For God, I didn't know it was for God's glory. See, God will let people leave you alone or hurt you or wound you or leave you in a bad situation so that you can do nothing but trust him. Hallelujah, the King of Kings. You know, because if they had came to my rescue, I would have trusted them. I would have said they did it. Hallelujah. But God wants to get the full glory. So I'm encouraging somebody today. They might not understand why they're going through what they're going through, why this is happening, why that is happening. But I say to you, don't have a pity party. Have a praise party. Shake off those grave clothes and begin to praise them. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Praise God anyhow, because God is going to bring you out. Just trust him. Trust them in the midnight hour. Trust them in the morning. You might say, why my mother, why my father not there? Why my sister not there? Don't worry about why they're not there, because God moved them out. Hallelujah. For a reason, that he can get the glory out of your life, that he can get the glory. Hallelujah. That you'll say nobody but God. Hallelujah. That you'll have a nobody but God testimony. So that's what I have today. Nobody but God. Hallelujah. I know God will bring me out. Hallelujah. I know God will make a way out of nowhere. I know I'm not just saying it. I know without a shadow of doubt. Hallelujah. Right now I'm going through something. I don't see my way. But I know I can't call on this one and that one. Hallelujah. Because I know that I can only call on Jesus. And when I call his name, hallelujah, King of Kings, he will make a way out of nowhere. How do I know that? Because he's brought me out so many times. He brought me out when I didn't even want to be brought out, when I didn't understand what was going on around me. Hallelujah. When I thought this one was going to help me, when I thought that one was going to help me, God said, not so, because I'm the one that made you, and I'm the one that's going to provide for you, because I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm the one that you got to lean on. So I tell you today, continue trusting your God. Continue praying and fasting. Your labor is not in vain. Continue leaning to him. Continue to stay fast and be unmovable in God. Continue to cry out. Continue to pray. These are the last days. God is soon to come back. You see the storms all around you, but God is coming back. And so begin to pray. Begin to seek him. him like never before, huh? Ah, stay on your post, huh? Somebody needs you, huh? Somebody needs you to pray. Stay on your post, huh? I know you're hurting. I know you're going through. I know you may not understand, but God is going to make a way out of no way. Somebody said to me, God is getting ready to move. I said, no, he's already moving. You just don't see it because you're walking in by sight. But if you're walking by faith and not by sight, I tell you today, God is moving. He ain't getting ready to move. He's moving. Don't you see it through the storms? Don't you see it through the weather? Don't you see it through the situation? God is moving, but he's going to do a great move and even a greater move. Trust him. I love you. God bless.
Jesus. Oh, glory to God. That's an encouragement right there. Hey, y'all know Messiah. Hallelujah. She said, have a praise party. Ah, not a pity party. Hey, glory to God. I bless the Lord for that. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Going to Pastor Beatrice, hey, God bless you. And I thank God for this woman of God. We were at her revival. She has a revival going on here in Stockton, California. And I tell you, that man, Pastor Kevin G. Hall, that man preached. He preached me. I had to get out of there while I was able to still drive. Hallelujah. I didn't have nobody to drive me home. I said, Lord, I got to get out while my mind is still sound, because honey, he blew my mind. I tell you, he had a word. He is anointed. He taught and he preached. Amen. So I was blessed to go there. I wasn't able to make it last night. I had another engagement. But nevertheless, we thank God for Pastor Martin and the work that she's doing here in Stockton. Thank God for a sweet spirit that she has. So we're going to open the line for her right now. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Got in a little bit late tonight, but as I lay down in the bed, you know, I always set my phone, I set it for 6 instead of 5, and then here comes your text. I have guests in the house, but, you know, I lay there, and God told me to get up. So, you know, I got up out of the obedience of the Lord. And first of all, I want to tell everyone good morning, and I love you all, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I love you dearly. And the revival was awesome on tonight. And I would like to just thank God for another day, for another day, for another day. As I look back over my life and I look at all I've been through, I thank him truly for my salvation. He's just been so good to me. Words can't explain. You know, when I look over my life, I see where God has brought me from. 5150 of me losing my mind. I lost my old mind, and he gave me a new mind in Christ Jesus. And I truly thank and praise him for that. When I met Prophet Michael, and that's how I met you, and it's a blessing. Because when I met you, you came and you supported me, and you're a blessing. When I saw you last night, the night before, you supported me. But one thing I want to say to you is, as you keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling, God's going to take you higher. And I know that your radio station is ordained of God because, you know, I don't want to just get on and be a part of something unless God lead me.
Right.
Like I said the other day, God led me, and he told me, he spoke to me and told me to pick up the phone. I wouldn't have never known you was leaving. I wouldn't have never heard the awesome speakers that you had on the radio station. And I just want to tell you that I'm glad that at the time I did listen to God, because it truly has took me to a whole nother level. Even just in the books of Acts, you know, about how to be led by the Spirit of God, not man led, but God led. Being led by the Holy Ghost is the most important thing, because if it wasn't, he wouldn't have said, after I leave, I'm going to leave the Holy Ghost with you. So I just truly thank and praise God for this blessed, beautiful day. I am a little tired in the flesh, but my spirit is willing. I give God all the glory, because we all know that God said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I learned a lot of scriptures. I quote scriptures. When I pray, I quote them. But at one point in my life, I was just eating the word and not living it. 25 years ago, I was just quoting and eating the word, because I was on the pastor at one time that would ate the word. And when he lost his eyesight, he was still able to preach. And I I just started eating the word, and after I ate the word, I would stumble and I would fall, and I would cry to God, and I would say, God, you know I don't want to use drugs, God, you know I don't want to live in fornication, God, you know I don't want to live in sin, God, you know I don't want to get high, I don't want to drink, I don't want to hang out, I don't want to do that, but I still get up in the morning, and I still go to church after getting high on Sundays, and then I hide on Saturdays because I can't make it Sunday, because if I go down this street, the saints will see me, and I don't want the saints to see me. God, I don't want to live a life of a hypocrite. God, I want to live that life of being saved. God, I don't want one foot in the world, foot in God. God, I want to live saved. I said the devil took me through so much hell. I almost lost my life. But God, I know it is you that gave me back in life. So I asked God to help me from stumbling in different areas. And he said, I don't want you to just learn the word. I want you to apply the word. He said, if you apply the word, he said, that's when your power comes. He said, yeah, you quoting it, but you ain't living it.
Come
you
on,
telling people about it, but you ain't living it. He said, the power, if you want the power to keep you from stumbling and falling, he said, you got to apply what I'm giving you. I gave you that gift. I gave you that gift, and I started living by his word. And when I started living by God's word, God brought me out of everything, and I love him with all of my heart. Truly say, who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or sword or nakedness? As it is written for thy sake, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, all these things, we are more than conquerors to him that loveth us. For I am persuaded, God has persuaded me through his word, I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor principality nor power nor anything present nor death nor height nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of
God.
I've let man separate me. I've let people take me out of the will of God. But nothing can separate me. I went through hell. I went through hell and I lost my mind, and God gave it back. And I'm not going to let the devil take it from me ever again. It feels good to have a mind of Christ, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And I just thank him today that now I can tell the drug dealer about the true rock. Now I can tell people about the new wine. Now I can tell the heroin addict, you don't have to use a needle. I can tell the crackhead, you don't have to smoke crack. I can tell the prostitute, you don't have to walk the street. I can tell the homeless, you don't have to live in a garage. You don't have to sleep in cars. You don't have to walk in the street. I can tell people about Jesus. The life that I live, I know why I went through it, but his hand was upon my life. Because if it wasn't, I wouldn't be here. And I will live and not die, but I will continue to declare the works of the Lord. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. And God has called all of us to walk in our calling. We all have a calling on our life. But I don't want
to
get before God and stand before him and not fulfill that calling that's on my life. Because I know he called me to be a soul winner. It ain't about a pulpit. Because you know what John the Baptist had was a walking pulpit. We are to pull people out of the pit everywhere we go. God told me you share that rock and tell people how big that rock is, where to find the best rock. He said, now share me. I am the rock. I am the true rock. I am the rock of age. I am the rock in the weary land. I am the rock of salvation. And I've been sharing Christ, and I give him all the glory in my life. I thank God for the time in my life. And I'm going to stay connected because God said connect, and I'm connected. And I thank God you have a sweet spirit. You're humble. You are a blessing. And I'm telling you, like I left you that message, that to sound your voice, like blow your voice like a trumpet. Blow your voice, keep your radio station, because your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, and has entered into your heart the things God has prepared.
prepared for those that love him. God has opened up his line. My God, my God, my God, my God. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And I just want to tell you thank you for coming and supporting me. When you didn't even know me, you showed up. When I first got my building, you were there. You've been there, and you showed up. And you know what? You are blessing me. And I want to tell you thank you. I pray for you. I never stop praying. I just want to tell you thank you for the time you're here. I'm kind of a little mad at myself because I didn't really fully get to enjoy you.
But hallelujah. All right, God knows.
I'm going to do like Prophet Mike said. If you ever need me and if there's ever any way I could come down there, I'll just continue to be a part of whatever you put your hands to do, I'm there.
Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I thank you, Pastor Martin. I really thank you. You know, sometimes we go through different difficulties, and you know, just for you to be able to stand, give that testimony. You know that you know we live in a double life. You know we got one foot in and one foot out, and God. Even in that situation, God was yet dealing with you because, remember, only God knows our destiny. And if you didn't go through that, you couldn't have the great testimony that you have today. Amen. But even in that, the devil will make you feel like, hey, well, see there, you weren't living nothing. You ain't living nothing. But you know what? God was molding you. You were yet on the potter's wheel. And that's what we got to realize. Every day we're on the potter's wheel. Amen. We're not what we was. Hey, glory to God. And God didn't tell us that we wouldn't make any mistakes. David said when he looked and saw the prosperity of the wicked, he said, my foot almost slipped. So all of us have different testimonies. Everybody has a story. Hallelujah. No one knows your story like God. Amen. So he has, I thank God for what he's doing in your life. And just seeing you the other day, I seen you. You're a beautiful woman anyway. You lost a little weight. And I seen the glow. I seen a different glow on you. You know, God said in his word that he would beautify the meek with salvation. I seen a different glow on you. I didn't see you running around and scrambling and, you know, trying to tell people to do this and do that. I saw where you were. I seen a peace on you, really.
What you told me. That's what you told me. what you told me. When I first met you, you said that to me. Remember what you said to me?
Yeah. That's I said, you can't, you got to... got to be calm. You can't, you delegate.
Yeah.
Delegate. And that's what you have to do. And I saw that peace. I saw that growth. God is maturing you. God, and you know what? It only comes through testing trials. See, our testing trials come to make us. Amen. You were just opening up your building last year, a year before last. But now God is seasoning you. And I saw a different glow on you. I saw another anointing on you. Even what you're saying, you came on the line when Pastor Blake's was on here the other day, and you've been on the line a few days. God is doing something in your life, Pastor Beatrice. So if none of your family, see, one thing we got to realize, and Pastor Jan has gave me this word, and it's called nepotism. And as I begin to still trying to study a little bit about it, sometimes we allow our families to be a greater influence than God. Okay? I just heard you say that. Sometimes we'll look, and I heard Prophetess Darlene even say that. You know, we look to people. You know, people to document us, to validate us. But guess what? They're not going to validate you because they're not the ones that you're serving. They're not the ones that have the authority or the power. We have too much power to our families and our friends.
No,
Hallelujah. But the power is on the inside of you.
Yes.
You're already
yes.
sitting in heavenly places. You already
yes.
have power to declare and decree. You already have power to bind in the loose. Hallelujah. So I seen a different anointing and a different peace that's on you. And even in that revival, even in that place, that sanctuary where you're holding service, amen, God is going to bless you where you won't be under nobody. Hallelujah. Yes, they have a covering, but guess what? Sometimes when you're sitting up under folks, you're not able to move freely as you would like to.
Hallelujah.
And we all have to submit. You know, the Bible says submit
yes.
to those that have the rule over you.
Yes.
Amen. But sometimes, you know, we allow this flesh to get involved. And jealousy is a terrible thing.
Oh,
amen.
Jesus.
So sometimes we have to separate. And I don't know why I said that coming
Lord,
on talking about Mike.
That's the Lord using you.
Huh?
That's the Lord using you.
Oh, yeah. And I saw that. So God is going to do something for you because guess what? He said, I am a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. Sometimes you got to let folks know, I appreciate you. But guess what? This is my season to go. And when it's your season to go, if you trust God, God is the one that opened up doors for you. He the one that gives you favor with men. He said, I'll have you have favor with God, and you'll have favor with man. That's God. So I'm seeing what God is doing in your life. So be encouraged, Pastor Martin. He ain't through with you yet, baby. Hey, you just beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just honey. But God is going to take you to some places, and you stay humble. And as you said, don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. So we appreciate you this morning. Appreciate all of you on that. Then I'm going to Sister Albertine. Hallelujah. And this woman of God, she's been very supportive of our broadcast, very supportive of me and my sister. My son, she has prayed for my family. Just has been a blessing, and I thank God for all of the women and men of God that come on and minister. As I looked at those stats, Prophet Michael Lewis, he and I tested this blog talk, and it's been over 2 years. Amen. I remember the first time I was going to see my sister, and we only had like a 30-minute segment, and Mike wasn't able to get to the computers, but he was able to teach and preach on the line as I visited my sister. So he tested this thing with me. So, Mike, you're one of the founders of this ministry. Amen. Of this radio blog talk, so I'll never forget that. I was a novice. I didn't know nothing about no radio broadcast, but I had a gift of coordinating. I had a gift of bringing people together. That's a gift that God has given me. And even as I told Pastor Blake's Prophet Darlene on the line the other day with him bringing together a fellowship, the Lord put that in my spirit when he gave me the vision to do these citywide crusades. And the Lord said, you're going to bring some people together. You're going to have a fellowship. And the Lord put that in my spirit about 3 or 4 years ago. And I said, okay, well, it haven't manifested itself yet, but it's a gift that God gives. God, you know, gifts and callings are without repentance. You don't have to repent to have a gift. So it's just a gift, and I like to see people come together and fellowship and love on one another. If anybody should be able to have beautiful, sweet fellowships, it's the saints of God. It's the saints of God. If the people in the world know how to give a party, the saints ought to know how to have a Holy Ghost party.
Well,
amen. And one thing about a Holy Ghost party, it don't stop. It don't hate. Don't discriminate. Hallelujah. It ain't envious. It ain't puffed up. Amen. Our whole order is to praise God. So I thank God for Sister Albertine this morning. And as I say, she's been a blessing. I had an opportunity to meet her in Los Angeles and just a beautiful, sweet spirit. And I thank God for her. So Sister Albertine, God bless you. I see Sister Kimlin came on. God bless you, Sister Albertine.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, and Good morning to all the callers. It's amazing because me too, I didn't want to get up. I was sleep knocked out. And my spirit kept telling me, no, you get up, you call right now, pray and, you know, just pray and call. I didn't want to call, but now I'm up and my spirit is just, I'm glad I called. I'm glad I heard a beautiful word that everyone just gave and the prayers that they gave, because it just really inspired me and inspired my spirit, because I've been going through a little bit the last couple of days. Although God has been blessing me, it also, the enemy will come, you know, in and try to attack and discourage you. But, you know, listening to Prophet Darlene Davis, and it's just, she just inspired me with some things she said, and I thank her for that word. And on Friday, the Lord had put in my spirit, I was thinking about you, Evangelist Bernard, and he was telling me how a lot of people are telling you, oh, it's a bad place and not to go, but don't get discouraged, because God has something so great for you when you get there. You just have to prepare it first. And he also put on my spirit to tell you that the Lord said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And he was speaking about you, and he also said that Christ had to go to the most desolate places. So don't worry about it. When you get there, he already has a place. People are going to receive you with open arms, and everything you need is already there. He has it for you. So be encouraged and know that, you know, God is guiding us. God is leading you there for a reason. Mm. And I thank you for being such an inspiration. It's been about almost a year now, I believe. And I've just been so inspired with, you know, the callers, and inspired with different testimonies, and the prophets, the preachers, but, you know, everyone that's been coming on this line has been such a great help, a tremendous help in my life. And just to have somewhere you can go every day to get a word and be fed and to, you know, and to pray and have people pray for you and you pray for others, is, I think it's just such a great, beautiful way of communicating God's word. Spreading his word, spreading his gospel is just amazing. And just know that we love you, and I'll always consistently keep you in prayer, and your family, and your sister's not alone. We all are with her.
Ah,
you know,
Lord God.
Nobody, you know, we're here. We're going to always keep her uplifted in prayer, and we're here supporting her. You know,
thank
she's
you,
not
Lord,
that far.
Man.
She's just over the hill.
Thank you,
just keep me in prayer as well, and God bless you, and we love you, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen,
okay.
Amen.
God,
well,
God,
I certainly love you
everything.
All, I tell you. Some people say, oh, is she shutting down the broadcast? No, the broadcast is going to remain, because you can do this anywhere you have access to a computer. So I thank God for Sister Albertine and all those that come on the line. And even on the line, you know, I did my heart good on Thursday. Some of you all that wasn't on the line, go back and listen to that interview and that word from Pastor R.C. Blake. He just been elevated to the office of a bishop and has started a fellowship there in New Orleans, where about 35, 40 churches have come up under that fellowship. And he was saying, you know, that Pastor Martin was on the line. He was saying that this fellowship, he was not looking to have no weak conferences bringing in big name people. He was going to utilize the people in that fellowship. And it was a platform for those that may not never get the opportunity to speak in, you know, the little man. And he said he didn't mean that as disrespect, but, you know, you have some smaller churches and smaller ministries that never get that type of platform where they're able to minister to hundreds and what have you. But as I look back, even with this broadcast, you know, some people I'll never see, but I've heard their voices. And as we look back, over 69,000 listeners in 2 years, I know it's nobody but God could have done anything like that. And we just thank God for Sister Ruby to still be manning the switchboard. And Sister Ruby has been just a blessing in my life. She has been diligent. She has been a contributor. She has donated funds. And I tell you, every month, Hallelujah. She has sponsored this broadcast every month, she said, and I'm just, she don't like you to tell things, but I've shared that before. She had said that the Lord had told her to sponsor this broadcast for a year. But I want you to know it's been over 2 years, and she has sponsored this broadcast every month. Amen. Months in advance. So you know that's nothing but God. I've never had to come out of my bank account or my credit card or anything and sponsor this broadcast. God has blessed us tremendously. So we certainly going to miss Sister Ruby, but she'll still be here manning the switchboard. And I'm just praying that the Lord will bless us with somebody else to assist her, because everybody need a break. And sometimes we have 25, 30 people on the line, and if you've never seen a studio on the computer and you're trying to maintain it, and you got a chat room, you're trying to chat with the people, and you're trying to keep up with the names and the numbers, and you know some numbers we recognize because they're regulars like Sister Albertine and Prophet Darlene, amen, and my sister Dawn, but some that's new, you don't know it, so the switchboard can light up, and right now we can only host about 50, but I'm looking for God to bless us where we can get a premium package where we can host about 250 people at one time on this line. So God is doing it, God is doing it, and you don't have to be, you don't have to see people, but you can hear them. And when you hear people's voices, amen, you, the Bible says try the spirits. You know them. You can pick up their spirits. You can discern what they're going through. And that's one of the greatest gifts that we should be seeking God for, is the gift of discernment. It's a great gift. Hey, you won't go wrong with the gift of discernment. Amen. So I'm going to go to my sister Dawn. I don't know if she's at work today, and see if she can have a word. God bless you, Dawn. Dawn? Okay. She may be at work. We see Sister Kim. She's another faithful supporter. And Sister Kim, I'm so excited. I'm going to be down there in Louisiana. So open up your Bible study for me, because I will be down there in Kentwood. Amen. So I'm just excited about what God is doing. We're going to have an invitation out today, and those of you that are in the Stockton area, the Bay Area, Southern California, we certainly would like you to come and share in our little celebration, a relocation celebration. That's what I'm calling it, because I'm not leaving anywhere. I'm just relocating. Amen. Doing, God has a greater work for me to do, and I'm excited about it. So we're going to be at Pastor Kenneth Burford's church on Saturday, March the 8th. Amen. And that the festivities will start at 4 o'clock p.m. So if I've done anything to impact your life and you like to come and celebrate with us, you can. He's located at 2281 East Main Street here in Stockton, California. So that's Saturday, March 8th. And those of you that's not able to come, Liberal Democrat is going to be doing some little short clips, video clips. So if you want to send a word through the video clip, he will be making that information available to you. We're going to do a conference call one day next week, and you can let him know what you want to say, and he'll we'll be able to show those video clips at the event. Amen. So looking forward to that, just gathering with some of our family and friends and our co-laborers in the gospel, just to give us their best wishes and have another opportunity to fellowship in one place again. So we're certainly looking forward to doing that. Amen. I'm going to go to Sister Kim, if she's available to give a testimony or share a word with us this morning. Sister Kim, all the way out of Kent, Louisiana, my home girl. Sister Kim has been on this line about a year with us also, and she's at work sometime, and sometimes she's not able to say anything, but she certainly has been a supporter and have been a contributor of this ministry, so we thank God for her. So we're looking forward to meeting her in person. Amen. And those of you that's in the Texas and the Carolinas and Georgia and all over the East Coast, I'll be centrally located, so I'll be like maybe like 6 or 7 hours even in Florida, you know, those places. So I'm looking to do a work. I'm looking for God to bless, and I have such a large family in New Orleans, and I know one thing, God will always be left with a witness. He'll always have a remnant, amen, and he's going to save some of my family members and some in my community, some I've grown up with. Amen. I went to school with Pastor Deborah B. Martin. Many of you all know Bishop Paul Martin's wife. So, you know, looking for her to come on the broadcast. She didn't have the first opportunity. Pastor Blake's out of New Orleans was on Thursday. So I'm just looking for God. I'm so excited about that, you know, and I have mixed emotions because I'm a little sad. I'm a California girl. I've been in California, what, 25 years, and then I lived in Atlanta for 5 years. So I'm a Cali girl. California always be in my heart. Amen. It'll always be in my heart. I see Evangelist Joshua have come on, too, so I'm going to open up the lines after Sister Kim for her. Sister Kim, God bless you. Sister Kim? Okay, well, she may not be able to say nothing, but I see another friend of mine, dear friend of mine, that have been a supporter of this ministry and have been a friend, have been a counselor, a confidant, just has been a great encourager. She's a great teacher, amen, and she's one of the ones, she's one of the pillars, too, that started out with us on this radio broadcast, her and Sister Ruby, and like I said, Prophet Mike, he tested this thing with me, so I'm listing him as the co-founder of this radio broadcast, because he was certainly right there with me. One thing I have to say about Mike, hallelujah, if you call on him, amen, he will respond, amen. He may not be able to get to you right away, but he will certainly respond, so I thank God for him. But I thank God for Evangelist Joshua. I met Evangelist Joshua about almost 2.5 years ago, she and Sister Ruby at one of the churches here in Stockton, and we just embraced one another and have been friends down through those years. Amen. So we thank God for her. I thank God for her wisdom, her discernment, and thank God for her love for the saints of God. So Evangelist Joshua, I certainly want you to be at that relocation celebration we're having on the 8th of March here in Stockton. It'll be at Pastor Burford. So we'll talk with you, but we're going to get everybody an invitation, but you really don't need an invitation. That's just something formal. My friends and family and the saints of God don't need an invitation. All we have to do is just speak the word. But I'm going to go to Evangelist Joshua and see if she have a testimony, a word that she would like to share with us today. We're and in the stead for Minister Billy Burns. And we thank God for all of you all that come on a time of reflection that have came on and responded this morning to join us. I know it's early here in Stockton, but nevertheless, God is going to bless you all for the sacrifice, and he's going to bless you for being obedient and just coming on to fellowship with us this morning. Evangelist Joshua.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise. How are you?
Oh, God bless you. I am blessed.
Good.
Blessed of God. Amen.
Ooh,
we opened our eyes this morning because of him.
Mm.
And we're able to speak this morning because of him. Hallelujah. And his faithfulness. So we praise God this morning. Praise God to everyone on the line. Praise God for you, Evangelist Bernard. You know you're going to be missed. And you know this is a wonderful, this will be my testimony that she is a wonderful woman of God. One thing I know about her, and I'll tell anybody, if she's given a charge, she's going to carry it through.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she's going to carry it through. I think of how God sent her in my life with a charge, and she carried it through, and she has continued with this radio broadcast that God has given her, and she's let nothing deter her from doing what God, what she felt that God has given her to do. I praise God that I've seen her face many battles and many heels and many pitfalls that were laid, nets laid privately to try to ensnare her. But she has stayed with God, and God has delivered her out of them all. And I just praise the Lord, hallelujah, that, you know, when God gives you something to do, he don't just send you, but he also equips you to be able to go and do it. And he'll give, when you don't have the mind, you don't have the know-how, God will give you the mind, he'll give you the passion, he'll give you the know-how. Hallelujah. I told someone said, well, we have to have a passion to go out and, and witness. And I told them, I said, a passion is an emotion.
I just thought passion. Go ahead.
You said what?
I just said my passion. Go ahead.
And that's an emotion. But what God gives you, it goes further than the natural emotion.
All right.
It goes into the spirit. And I said, when he speaks of witnessing, I said, he's speaking into the spirit. I said, that spirit has to have the necessary equipment to be able to go out. Everybody don't have that passion. Everybody don't have the passion to be on the radio and be able to come day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and stay on that wall, stay and do that work regardless of the oppositions, the persecutions, the troubles, the tribulations, and the trials. So I tell you, I once called her special ops.
I'll never forget that.
And I just praise God because she has truly been special ops. You want the job done. You want it to go in. You want them to go in, complete the job, and then come on out. You call for Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I praise God for her sister, Sister Ruby Larry. We met long ago, and we came, I came to, I was in the Bay Area and doing work up there. God sent me up there for a little while for work, and met her up there, came back here, she came, and she had told me about some of the things that she had encountered out on, you know, doing her work on for the Lord. That woman loves to go out and compel them to come. And we were at a church meeting one day and met up with another evangelist that I had known. And this young man came up and began to give his testimony of how he had met Sister Ruby and how she had witnessed to him and how he fell out. She was driving a bus at that time, so yeah, he had fell out in the aisle, and how God delivered him. And that man brought a newspaper and showed us how God had, now I'm talking about equipping people for things. And, and when God gives you that spiritual equipment, it goes in, it goes into your spirit, but your spirit ignites your passion, which is your emotions. And so how that young man stood there and told us, he said, yes, he said, and I got healed of A, and pulled out the newspaper and showed us where they had put it all up in the newspaper. I'm telling you, when God, and then Ruby has, now she's over helping Adrian. God moved me on. I had something I had to deal with within myself. So I came out of this, but God put them together. They have successfully, didn't he tell Joshua he would have good success?
Good success.
Honey, listen, God, that man had been there with Moses, but he was a, his thing was he was a warrior, but God gave him his natural ability. God gave him a spiritual ability. And let me tell you, God has blessed Evangelist Bernard down through these years that I have known her. And she has blessed her and gave her the assistance that she needed. She needed that steadfast assistance of Sister Ruby. That's another one. You put her to a job, she's going to get in there, and she's going to see it through. So I just said to you, I'm going to sorely miss you. I'll never forget you. And I know we'll be in touch with one another.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I'll get to take me a trip to New Orleans.
All of y'all.
So,
I'm looking for that.
Amen. So I plan on being there once I get the information. But I say God bless you, and I say God keep you and bless you with good success.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless you. Well, I certainly appreciate you, Evangelist Joshua. You have been a blessing in my life, and I'll never forget when you spoke about those special ops. You took about 10 or 15 minutes, and that was one of the messages that she spoke right after we initiated this radio broadcast, and she talked about that special op. I had never heard anything like that, and I tell you, Evangelist Joshua is an awesome teacher. Many of you all that come on the broadcast today haven't had enough opportunities to hear her, but she is a great teacher and preacher. She just, I was last Sunday visiting Elder McGill's church, and she preached the message, Built to Last. Oh, glory to God. Built to Last. I said, Lord, I got to preach that one. Honey, and she preached under the anointed. Built to Last. And she talked about God's word. Amen. She talked about how, guess what, it was built to last. She is an excellent teacher and preacher. And certainly we are going to miss all of these wonderful men and women of God. You know, I'm just, you know, I tell them I'm not going to break down, I'm not going to cry, but I thank God that I still can cry. Some people can't even shed tears. Some people can't even cry. You know, we so hard and have gone through so many things that some are just bitter and just stubborn and won't, you know, break down. But I thank God that I'm able to break down, and I'm just in awe of what God has done in my life. You know, my mother, anytime she'll tell me, she say, Adrian, you know, I don't work a full-time job. The only full-time job I have is doing ministry. And this radio broadcast, it's a full-time job. You know, sometimes it takes me about an hour or two to get things going, posting and doing graphics and flyers. And, you know, even as I think about that, Evangelist Joshua, some of the men and women that come on my line to speak, they have never had a platform to really speak to the masses. You know, so I thank God for Minister Liberal Democrat. He have come in and taken these messages and have put them on YouTube. So now we're international. Amen. So we're just not here in Stockton. We're international.
Wow.
And even with this Blog Talk Radio, Prophet Mike, it goes everywhere. You can be in the Bahamas. You can. We had one man, remember, Evangelist Joshua, was coming on from Liberia, West Africa. He came on for about 2 months. He would come on on Wednesdays for us, and we met him through Evangelist Doris. Amen. God is an amazing God. And he said that this gospel was going to be preached to every creature. Nobody able to stand before God and accuse them not hearing about this gospel. Amen. Somebody say the gospel is the good news. Amen. And it's the news that you believe when those other reports come in. So we just thank God. I am a little sad. I love California. I say it's no place like Cali. Amen. Even my son, you know, he's in prison in Angola, and I want you all to to really pray for my son, and I'll be there to support him, and I can see that God is going to bless him to change his mind. You can be in a building of a prison, but if you don't allow your mind to become imprisoned, then you're free. Amen.
Yes.
So his mind
mm-hmm.
has been in prison. So now
mm-hmm.
God is going to loose him, because I'll be able to be there to visit him and help him in what he's going through. So keep my son Jamar in your prayers. He'll be 37 years old this year. I said, hey, you're not a baby anymore. Hey, so you got to stand up, man up, and be a man. Amen. You can't just think you can buck the system and, you know, this, that, and the other. We have to look at those people that are employees there in that prison. They are human beings, too. They're souls. Amen.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for God to open up a door where I can go into those prisons and preach and teach, amen, to the women and the men. So God, there's much work to do. So anybody that's saying there's nothing to do, that's not true, honey. It's a lot of work to do. Amen. Even in the churches that you attend, there's work to do. But we got to know where our gifting is. And once we recognize where our gifting is, and then we won't be bumping into one another. We won't be crashing. Amen. We won't have no head-on collisions. If you just stay in your lane and you continue to be diligent in what God has called you to do,
we all
can make this thing work, because all of us are members in particular, but if we all work together, the hand, the feet, the arms, all of these are vital to our survival.
Yes.
And there's no great part on our body that's greater than the other. Because if we lose one of our body parts, then it's going to affect the whole body. And that's how it is in Christ Jesus. If one of us is out of place, the whole body suffers. Amen?
Yes.
So we just
Amen.
I didn't know this many would come on the line today, and even Minister Burns, I'm going to go back to Prophet Mike, and I want him to pray a special prayer for Minister Billy Burns and her husband, Elder Burns. Minister Burns is the host of this segment, and she's been doing this for over a year, and sometimes she may not have nobody on the line, but her and her husband and Prophet Mike come on and support her on Saturday mornings, because it's 5 o'clock in the morning here in California. But on the East Coast, we're praying that God will bless her. Segment deals with testimonies. Amen. So she opened up the lines where people can share their testimonies. So I want Prophet Mike to open up the line and pray for Minister Billy Burns and her husband, Elder Burns. And also I want special prayer for Evangelist Cummins. Evangelist Cummins, I've been knowing Evangelist Cummins since I moved to California, and she's still in the hospital. She's not in intensive care anymore, but we're looking for God to raise up. You talking about a soul winner, somebody that has been out there witnessing and bringing souls in the church. She's been a member of Bishop Winston Singleton's church for over 35 years, so we're looking for God to raise her up. And also pray for my sister Danielle. I believe Glenisha's are going to visit her this morning. And pray for my mother, amen, and my brother Errol. He went to New Orleans yesterday. So pray that the Lord will keep him while he's there. And I told him, I said, you go. Come on, I'm going to have you in the church. I'll appoint you as a deacon. He said, what? He said, I'll come and visit. I said, well, Lord, you know, just for him to say that was enough.
All right.
Amen. So God bless all of you all. Prophet Mike, will you go up in prayer for those that we have asked for?
Amen. Dear kind and gracious Father, Lord, we come before your throne humbly but yet boldly, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, first of all, we ask for forgiveness of every sin, sins of omission and commission, sins seen and unseen. Father, we ask you to remove the hidden sin of the heart, O God. Father, we pray for you and to renew the right spirit within us. Mm. Oh, Heavenly Father, We touch an agreement right now, God, that you would bless Brother Burns and Sister Billy Burns, God, that you would touch them from the crown of their head even to the sole of their feet. Father, you said you would not forget their labor of love, oh God. Oh, Heavenly Father, diligently they on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., where they're located, God. Father, we asking you to touch through the highways and the hedges, God. Let the word go out, and that men and women, boys and girls would gravitate toward a time of testimony, God, in the name of Jesus. They overcame. Father, we asking right now in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen the Burns family right now, even their children, God, that you would continue to keep a shield of protection round about them, keeping a hedge round about them, keeping them, God, in the center of your will. But God, we asking you to even strengthen them wherein they might be weak. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, you said that a righteous man, a good man's footsteps is ordered by you, God. You said your word is a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. Oh, Heavenly Father, they keep the torch lit. They pass it down to their children, even on those that come on and speak on their segments, God. Lord, we ask you to even bless the brother that comes on and talks about, Minister Giles, God, that comes on and talks about the health, God, the body, how it's needed, Lord, the body of Christ, to eat the right things, to drink the right things. In the name of Jesus, even the young minister, God, whose life was transformed from going through the gang settings and now he's preaching and teaching the word of God. Father, even bless the ones who have fellowship with the Burns family from Chicago, Lord, even in the hometown in which they dwell in right now, Lord, even the mother that came on and spoke about her life and the decisions that she had to make with her husband, her spouse, God. So we asking you to continue and remember those that have gotten on to the broadcast, those that go back and revisit through the archives, God, that they would rekindle the very spirit that was present that day at that time, God. In the name of Jesus, we realize that you are a God that you change not. Therefore, the sons of Jacob are not consumed, God. Lord, we put our trust and our confidence in you, Lord. And you said that whosoever mind is stayed upon you, you will keep them in perfect peace. So, Father, we asking you to bless the Burns household with peace, the peace of you, God, that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, you declare, peace I leave with you, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto the Burns family. So, Father, we thank you for all that you have done in their family, and we pray, Lord, that you continue to bring others out, Lord, to save those that not saved, deliver those that's not delivered, and to heal those that need healing, Father. In the name of Jesus, we also lift up Evangelist Cummings, God. Lord, you said through your word that you was wounded for her transgression. You was bruised for her iniquity. The chastisement of her peace, it was upon you. And we realize with every one of your stripes, Evangelist Cummings is healed. So, Father, as you walked on the face of the earth and was dealing with the centurion, you sent your word and it healed him. So, Lord, we're praying in agreement, touching right now, that your word is sent wherever Evangelist Cummings is right now, and that you send a word of healing from the crown of a head even unto the soles of her feet. Father, we lift up also, God, Sister Danielle Metz, our beloved sister and friend, Sister Adrian, Sister God, and Sister Dawn, Sister Lord, we're asking you to go into the prison where she's residing, God. Lord, that you will continue to uphold her with thy free spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let her not be discomforted to the left or the right, God, but let her not be swayed in her decisions to hold on to your unchanging hand, God, but that you would continue to lead and guide her in the path of righteousness for your namesake. Lord, you have done this. I have allowed her to be in the place in which she is, God, that you saved her life, you spared her life. And now, God, as you did with the children of Israel, you're going to bring her out by a mighty hand, oh God. Lord, we speak to those that are in authority in the high places, God, and we command them according to your word to loose and set Danielle free. Lord, touch the heart even of the jailer as you did for Paul and Silas, God, in that midnight. You came in and you let them go free, even as you did with Peter, God. You brought him out the inner stocks. The prison. So, Lord, we believe in that you also have brought Danielle out. It just haven't materialized and manifested in our time, but we're holding on to your testimony, God. You said in your word, God, that all things are possible to them that believe. Father, we believe, but just in case there are any inkling of unbelief, as the centurion said, Lord, even help us in our unbelief. Father, so we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you for everything that you're doing in Danielle's life. Now we ask you to even touch her son and her daughter, God. Continue to give them the strength that they need to uphold, to even go and visit, God, to talk, to write, to scribe to her, Lord. Whatever the decision that they make from here on out, God, let it all be favorable toward their mama, God. Lord, you know the hurt that they have for being so long time without her, Lord, but yet with her, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for all the manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon the Metz and the Bernard family, even Miss Barbara, God. Lord, being away from her daughter, visiting her twice in a year, that's no way for a mom to have been with their child, God, but yet Miss Barbara's faith love to her children is unseen, God. Lord, you just like with the widow woman, God, the one who kept coming to the unjust judge, God, and you said, Lord, that this man regarded not man and even didn't have no regard unto you, but yet, God, because this widow woman kept coming to him, troubling him day and night, God, he moved with compassion. So, Lord, even in that situation, the woman's voice was heard. So, God, we're asking you, even in the heart of Miss Barbara, before it's said too late, God, while the blood is yet running warm in her veins and she has sight to see, God, Lord, hear this mother's plea and her cry for her child, God, to let her, to loose her and set her free. God, as you raised up Lazarus up out the grave, you commanded the grave clothes to loose him. God, so in this dead situation, God, we command by your spirit that you loose Danielle and you set her free, God. Honor every prayer that have gone up, God, as it did in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, even in the building of the tower, God. You came down to see if the report of the things said was so. There are many mothers, many fathers, sons, daughters, uncles, nieces, cousins crying out for the unjust justice system that we have in place today. But you said, God, even the king and the judge's heart is in your hands. So, Father, we know and we are assured by your word, God, that you shall bring out. And, Lord, even my friend, my brother, Errol, that have gone down into Louisiana, God, New Orleans, where he was born and raised, Father, we asking you to even send your spirit upon him, leading him and guiding him by your hand, shielding and protecting him from hurt, harm, and danger. Let him not go down there and get entangled with anything that would cause a bad report, not only upon him, but upon the family, God. Even the things that he do, shield and protect him from himself, God. Give him clarity of mind, good vision, good sight, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, put our heads around Brother Errol while he's down there visiting, God. In the name of Jesus, but most of all, God, we're lifting up this family as a whole. We lift up the whole city of New Orleans, the city beside all other cities in the United States, God. This is a city, a territory of its own kind, God. Lord, but we know you, Lord. You have formed every man, created them even before they were in their mother's womb. You knew the city of New Orleans would be in the place that it's in. You knew the deaths and the things that would take place in this city, God. So we ask you to let your spirit spirit. Let it have free course, God. Deliver the people from the tormentors, God. The spirit that is on rampage down there, murdering, molesting, killing, and even causing the young girls to become prostitutes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against that spirit right now. The principalities, God, the wickedness in the high places in New Orleans, God, we're asking you to send deliverance in that land, God. And then, oh God, we will be careful to give you the glory. We careful to give you the praise, God. We pray that all that we say and do, God, it brings glory to your name. You said in your word that some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God, because your name, God, is a strong tower. You said the righteous run into it and they are safe. Lord, we pray a special prayer for Sister Adrian Bernard as she get ready to leave this place to go down to the city in which you have ordained for her to go, God, as you was with Jonah, God. When he came out of the belly of the whale, he ran faster, he spoke more clearer. So we asking you to even do the same with Evangelist Bernard, God. And as the word was down in the mouth of Jeremiah, God, where he said it's shut up just like fire in a bone. So, Lord, let that fire, that all-consuming fire that you have put down in her belly, God, to let it come forth and let it not one word fall to the ground. But, Lord, you said you hasten to perform your word. So perform the words of her mouth, God, and the deeds of her heart, God. Grant unto her this petition, this we ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mike. God bless you. Hallelujah, truly. Woo, I didn't come on here to get full like this today, but I got full today. Amen, amen. We just bless the Lord for you all. Thank God for everybody that made the sacrifice to come on this morning. I'm going to ask also Prophetess Darlene. I'm just being led as God is leading me right now. I want Prophetess Darlene to pray for Pastor Beatrice Martin. I can hear a tiredness in her body and her voice even. You know, revivals are not easy. Amen. It's very rigorous. Hallelujah. When you have to be there every night, setting up early and staying sometime late. And then when you have guests in your home and guests in your city, you have to be the host to them. You got to take them to eat and everything else, so you're responsible for your guests. So I'm going to ask Prophetess Darlene to pray for Pastor Beatrice Martin, and I'm going to ask Pastor Martin, is her revival tonight? After she pray, I'm going to let her give you the announcements about her revival. So Prophetess Darlene, will you pray for Pastor Beatrice Martin?
Praise the Lord. I would love to. May I say something to her first? Is it okay with you, Pastor?
Yes.
I'm laughing. God is awesome. I thank God, first of all, for this day and this broadcast on staff, and just encouraged even by Prophet Lewis' prayer. I just thank God for what God is doing. But I want to speak to the woman of God. I just want to encourage you, to tell you to continue to keep on doing what God has called you to do. When I hear women conferences that you're going to do and so many other things that you're going to do. So I'm going to pray a prayer for you, and I was just thinking about you as you were talking, and I was praying in my mind strength. So I just thank God. This is one accord. But I want to tell you that greater things are ahead for you, and just continue to stay focused, and you haven't seen nothing. You talk about the woman of God. It's true. It's so true. But you haven't seen nothing yet. For all the pain, the hurt, the disappointment, and the things you've been through, God is about to show your enemies who you really are. God is going to blow some people's minds that even thought that you could not even arrive, but you haven't seen enough. You've been set up even to connect with the woman of God. She's going to take you some places through God in the name of Jesus. God has a great work for you to do, and the power of an anointing is on you greater than you can even imagine, and that's why they're jealous, because some things I'm just not going to say, but I will say to you, to encourage you, continue to walk by faith and continue to know that God is with you and he is pleased with you. Continue to be encouraged, great woman of God. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We just praise you, God. We magnify you, God. We exalt you. We lift you up, God. If there's anything I did, said, thought that was not of you, God, I ask that you wash, purge, cleanse. Let nothing stand in the way of this prayer being answered. Because I come praying for your servant, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you touch this great woman of God from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. Oh, God, as the revival is going on, God, let your people continue to get saved, delivered, set free. Let it be a revival like never before. Lord, move in that place on tonight, God. God, strengthen it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Restore, God, in the name of Jesus, everything that went out of her, God. Bless her for faithfulness, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep her hand in your hand, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the glory continue to shine upon her, God, in the name of Jesus. Fill her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to let no weapon formed against her prosper, God. Let your blood covering continue to be upon her and on her, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking that you move, God, in the name of Jesus on tonight, God. Move, God, like never before, God. And God, and when she come out of this revival, when she come out of this service, God, when she come out of this meeting, God, let her come out restored and new than you, God. Let her come out different, God, and I hear that you're taking her to a new place than you, God. We thank you for higher heights and deeper depths than you, God, in the name of Jesus. Increase her finance, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be no lack in her life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, continue to keep her health, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her continue to be aware of her surroundings, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her keep her eyes on you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, as you begin to speak to her, and I hear you going to speak to her within the next 30 days on some things, God, that are walking obedience, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said a good man's footsteps are ordered by you. A good woman's footsteps are also ordered by you. And her footsteps are ordered by you. And we thank you, God. And we praise you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for the souls that she's going to win for the kingdom, for the work that you have called her hands to do, God, in the name of Jesus. And everyone that's connected with her and that's working with her, God, God, I ask that you let them be on one accord with your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of jealousy. We're coming against the spirit of backbiting, hindrance, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that they be on one accord, that they have one mind, one spirit, that they had your vision in mind, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, and we praise you right now, and we give you honor for being done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Fire. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We're going to go to Pastor Martin and let her give us some information regarding her revival. And if you're here in the city, amen, go and be a support to this woman of God. Amen. And God will certainly strengthen you and bless you in your effort. Amen. When we can bless and rejoice and be happy for someone else's blessings, guess what? Ours is on the way. Amen. So, Pastor Beatrice, can you give us your information? Are you still in revival?
I want to say to the prophetess that what she said to me was confirmation. The prophet, the man of God that preached last night, he sent me that same, what you gave me through a text. And I want to say to Evangelist Adrian Bernard, what you spoke to me, everything God has confirmed, everything. I want to say to you that I thank you for this line, this prayer line, this radio station line that you have opening, because truly this is why God wanted me to connect. God has a different way of you hearing his voice. And I just want to thank him for confirmation. The revival is Sunday night. The last night will be Sunday at 7 o'clock. I want the prophetess to know that he spoke on pressing toward the mark, and you miss the mark when you don't walk in obedience, and that you confirmed a lot in your prayer, and it was worth it. I thank God for the spirit of obedience, of giving up to hear this, because I would have missed I would have missed hearing from God's confirmation again. So I just want to tell y'all thank you. And this all this do from this morning is continue to just allow me to keep pressing.
All
up.
Right.
Thank
God knows how to strengthen his people.
Yeah, 1600 North Hunter Street, 7:30 Sunday night.
7:30.
I thank you for praying strength for me because I do have to run people here and there today. And I didn't get a little bit of sleep, I only got a little bit of sleep. But from this prayer, I know God's going to carry me through today. Thank you.
Amen. Now, will that same speaker be back, Apostle Kevin Hall?
Yeah, he'll be, Sunday, yeah.
Now, do you have his Facebook, website information?
Yeah, I'll get his information to you today.
Okay, and we'll announce it tomorrow morning. We've had prayer at 7 in the morning, so we will certainly announce. Give me that address again.
610 North Hunter Street.
7:30
Sunday.
That's here in Stockton, California, and that's Restoration for Life, number two.
Yeah.
Amen. And Pastor Beatrice Martin is the pastor there at that church. And the Lord's will, I'm going to be there tomorrow night with you, too. He's an awesome speaker. Those of you that on Facebook can friend him. He also, if you Google his name, Apostle Kevin G. Hall, you can see his information. Now, his church is located where?
He's from Houston, Texas.
Oh, he's from Houston, Texas. I thought he was out the Bay Area.
They call him the Texas Tornado.
The Texas Tornado. So he lives in Houston. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought you said out the Bay Area. Okay, because I was going to ask Prophet Michael, did he know him if he was out of the Bay Area? Okay. All right. Houston, Texas. Amen. So you can look, Google him at Google. It's Apostle Kevin G. Hall. Kevin G. Hall. So Google his name. Was blessed on Friday to be in that revival. And I tell you, I had to drive myself home, so I had to get out of there. But he had a word, and he is an awesome teacher and preacher. Amen. So you will be blessed if you friend him. So God bless you. I'm going to have good Sister Kim, I had your line open. I don't know if you were able to say anything, but I'm going to ask Sister Albertine to dismiss us with a word of prayer. And thank God for all of you all. God bless you. We'll see you on the line in the morning for early Sunday morning prayer. If not, next week we will be continuing our series, The Acts of the Apostles. Amen. And we're in the book of Acts. Amen. We're on chapter, we have to go back to chapter 14 because Friday should have been 14, but the man of God taught on 15. So we're going to have 14 Monday and Tuesday 16, and we're going to continue on. So God bless you. Sister Albertine.
Father God, we thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We lift up your holy name.
Thank
Father
you.
God, we thank you for this glorious Saturday morning. You have given us another day, Lord. We thank you for letting us rise, Father God, and continue to bless us, Father God. Continue to guide our footsteps, Father God, and be with us and protect us and guard us, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord, and we glorify you and we lift up your holy, holy name. Thank you, Lord, for all the callers. And, Father God, I pray for their families. I pray for their friends, their relatives. I pray that you keep them financially, spiritually, and guide them and keep them encouraged in your word, Father God. And thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and all that you will be doing. And we just want to thank you, Lord, and thank you for being with us and protecting us and guiding us. And we love you, Father God. Thank you for just blessing us, Father God, just for keeping us, Father God, and making a way out of no way, Father God. And we just want to thank Evangelist Bernard again and keep her in prayer, Father God, and keep her uplifted and keep her encouraged, Father God. And we love you, Lord, and be with us and guide us, protect us, and be there for us. And we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. We're going to close out with You Haven't Seen Your Best Days Yet by Bishop Paul S. Morgan.
You think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah. You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen the
best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a... My brother, my brother, my brother. What you know,
your best
days. Oh,
you ain't seen your best days.
Would you deposit this word in your heart?
You ain't seen your best days yet.
No, 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 it's not too late for you to start. From negative words, get away from negative people. Can God speak to you? Best is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing yet. No, 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 no.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
It's greater. It's greater. It's stronger.
You ain't seen your best days.
Oh,
oh,
oh. It's gonna come. It's gonna come. It's gonna come.
Haven't seen your best days yet. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen.